So where's Chuck Berry?
Weekend edition essayist Alfred Lubrano.
No, seriously, guys, what happened to Johnny B. Goode? Recently, the Library of Congress came out with the National Recording Registry, a selection of 50 of the most culturally, historically, or aesthetically significant recordings in U.S. history. Chuck and his song didn't make the cut. Here's the thing. Back in September 1977, when NASA blasted Voyager 1 into space, it included that incendiary 2-minute, 38-second quintessential rock and roll song on a 12-inch gold-plated copper disc. An example for the universe of some of humanity's best work.
Deep down in Louisiana, close to New Orleans, way back up in the woods among the evergreens, there stood a log cabin made of earth and wood, where lived a country boy named Johnny B. Goode, who never ever learned to read or write so well, but he could play a guitar just like a ringing a bell. Go, go!
So while the voice of the brown-eyed handsome man is good enough to float past Pluto, telling the ETs what it's all about here on Earth, it's not quite right for inclusion on America's soundtrack. Now, that's the way it goes sometimes. And as we've learned from recent lists, greatest films, most important news events, most significant people, snap your head off arguments about what is and is not included are inevitable byproducts. Now, some things they got right. There's Charlie Parker and Miles Davis on the album Coco, Elvis's Sun Record Sessions, Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech, FDR's Fireside Chats. Just for fun, I would have included Marilyn Monroe singing Happy Birthday to President Kennedy in that suggestive voice of hers. Not America's finest hour, perhaps, but a milestone in pop culture. Or how about Bill Clinton saying, It depends on what your definition of is. Now, that's a classic. Where's Psycho Killer from Talking Heads? Where's the Motown? Why not Russ Hodges' famous call of Bobby Thompson's 1951 home run to send the New York Giants into the World Series? Or Marlon Brando screaming, Stella! In A Streetcar Named Desire? Quibbles and questions. The Library of Congress will be adding more recordings to the registry in coming years. That means there'll be plenty of time for grooving aliens to duck walk down here from some distant galaxy and set things right. Singing Johnny B. Goode tonight.
Go, 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 Johnny, go.
Alfred Lubrano writes for the Philadelphia Inquirer.
Go, go.